88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Well, now, Sean Foyle Finnegan and Conor Arms McKenna are two members of the trio that make up Ireland's biggest sketch comedy group. They're called Foyle, Arms and Hogg. They have 1 million YouTube subscribers. Their online videos of their skits have over 1 billion views. They clearly drive BMWs and Mercedes-Benzes.
Oh, man, even classier.
It's a Euro a hit, right?
Yeah. At their last tour, played 136 shows in 57 different cities. And they're going to embark on their biggest show to date. It's called Skittish. March next year, they play Carnegie Hall.
Wow. The big one.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having
us. I have to ask you, where is Hogg this morning?
Unfortunately, he was misbehaving. We were in Vienna there the other day on tour, and he dropped some lines, so he's in punishment zone now for a week. So he couldn't do the radio.
Couldn't do the radio. Yeah. Okay, he's barred for the moment.
He's barred. He's a liability anyway. Look, it's better he's not here. Yeah,
are you overwhelmed by all this? You were in here, I don't know, about a year ago, was it?
About a year ago.
And, you know, things were going really well, but things have gone even better.
Yeah, they weren't going Carnegie Hall well back then.
No, it's not great.
It's jumped up. I can't believe it. Yeah, it's huge, isn't it? Right.
It's really exciting. I think it's dug out all of the relatives for the trip. You know, it feels like I'm going to be packing the room out with my relatives. Like it's the start of our career again. You know, where the rooms are filled with people you knew. But it is lovely to get that.
Now, what's the difference between Skittish and what went before?
I think it's madder. It's a much more creative show, I think.
Yeah,
it's a bit more bonkers.
It was way more risky, so it took longer to get right. I think of the previous show, we had kind of, good sketches, but at this time we were like, let's kind of try and do something. Let's really dig into it. Let's try and improve the writing. And
push the boat out a bit more.
Yeah.
Took a bit extra time to write it.
Took longer to get right, yeah.
Now, when you travel to different places, do you find that sometimes your cultural references don't quite hit the spot?
Yeah, that can definitely happen. Yeah, I mean, what was the one in Germany when we had it for the last show?
Oh, yeah, we used to sing a song. It was about people and elderly people in a retirement home, and it was kind of supposed to be uplifting, and so they would tell their stories in the centre of it. It wasn't supposed to be a funny section of the song. But they would say, you know, I designed a rocket to, you know, flew to the moon, and look at me, you know, no one respects me. And the next person was like, well, I fought in World War II. And so we went into Germany. We didn't change the lyrics.
We had thought. We just played Scandinavia and it gone great. And I was on stage singing, I fought in world.
Yeah, styled it out.
You got to travel on a tour bus and it turned out to be quite an eminent tour bus.
Oh, yeah. This was really fun. So we'd never had a tour bus before, but it was going well for us in Europe on the last tour. So we'd booked a lot of dates and we got a tour bus. It just so happened to be Dolly Parton's tour bus when she did her big European tour. I don't know when it was.
I think it was the 70s or something. So it wasn't, it was a bit tired looking, it was pretty cool. The history.
I was impressed for a moment.
Yeah. Well, it was amazing, right? Because she designed it herself. Not often someone gets, you know, an artist gets to design their tour bus.
Yeah.
But we got excited when we heard it. But then when we walked in, she designed it in the way you think a solo artist would. The whole back of the bus was this huge double bed section for her. Then when you think there could be room for another double bed, was a bath for Dolly Parton. And then there was six bunks stacked on top of each other like sardine tins.
Yeah, they're like drawers in a kitchen.
So we did rock, paper, scissors to see who got the nice bed.
Who got the nice bed.
Hogg got it.
Now, I was watching one of your sketches about an interview at a US immigration, which is very funny and got a huge number of hits, including, it turns out, some of the immigration people. What happened?
Yeah. It was inevitable, I guess, when you start to do that, because they...
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen the sketch, it's basically about going through US immigration and all the questions you might get asked and the pressure. I think everyone feels pressure going to the States. So we wrote a sketch that just basically ripped it out of America, because we were in a dark place.
Ripped it out of Ireland a bit too.
It did. Yeah,
your
it
man's
did.
Gormless.
We tried to take everyone down.
Mother's name, Mammy.
Yeah. He doesn't know his own mother's name. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we arrived in America and we were doing that immigration test. They pulled us, because we'd all our bags with us for the show, and they pulled us in and there was a guy standing. It was a year after we'd done the sketch and it kind of viral, but we'd forgotten about it. And he's like, I've been waiting a long time for this, boys. I've seen the sketch.
Yeah, yeah.
Step this way.
He gave us the first line of the sketch. That was his introduction to the room.
Right.
And then we kind of, you still don't know. It's one of those situations like, do we laugh? Do we not laugh? So we kind of did that halfway house.
Yeah.
And then we were like happy, like let out like 10 minutes later. Mm. And
we offered him tickets to the show, which was a huge mistake because he was like, I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's bribery.
It's like a bribery an officer as soon as we arrived.
And was he serious or was he the great straight man?
I think the great straight man.
He was at the gig that night.
Yeah, he was at the gig that night.
We found him in the crowd, yeah.
Now, the difference in the audience is, I mean, you've travelled east, west, north, south.
Yes.
What's the, say, Irish audience versus American versus German versus Romanian or wherever else you've been?
Yes.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about some of the, especially like what I would twin is like the Eastern European audiences and the Belfast audiences are the same in that they tell you nothing. They give you nothing. The Eastern European guy. He's like, I was like, oh, what's your name? And this is like a long pause as he's clearly thinking of a fake name. He's like, Dimitri. And I was like, oh, okay. And where are you from? Massive long pause. East.
Yeah.
Okay, where east? And that way.
Yeah. What do you do for a living? Work. That's all they give you. And then you go to like America, it'd be like the total opposite, where like you ask them their name, they give you the full name. You ask them like a little bit about themselves, they take it as like a genealogical question and they're giving you all the information.
Way too much information. But
You've been gigged in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
You have a little sketch you want to do for us.
Oh, we do. So like, we love Belfast, I think, is one of the wildest crazes. We've
brilliant
great
fun
going up there.
Yeah, I love it.
We were staying in a hotel a little while ago there that had a gym attached to it. We were in the gym there and there was a lad who, he was trying to get out of his gym membership. And I don't know if you ever tried to get out of a gym membership. I mean, looks like you probably haven't quit the gym, Pat. You're still going. But like, it's a nightmare. They just tie you in knots. This lad was getting infuriated and it was just so funny with the Belfast accent on top. So we
were on the treadmills and we had the headphones on, but no music playing so we could listen to absolutely everything.
Yeah. So yeah, we put a sketch together based off that if you'd like it.
Yeah, off you go.
All right, it gets a bit loud, so watch out on the mics here. All right. Hiya, welcome to Active Fitness.
Hi there, I'm looking to cancel my gym membership, please.
Oh, that's a pity. Well, just take a seat. I'll have someone from the membership team come out and speak to you.
No, there's no need.
I understand you are looking to leave this organisation.
You mean the gym?
You have become an inactive member.
Well, it's just hard to find the time.
Kieran, leaving now would not be in your best interests.
Why is that?
Let me put it this way. Cancelling your membership would dramatically reduce your life expectancy.
Well, I'm going to take up jogging.
All those hard surfaces, Kieran. It'd be a shame if something happened to those knees.
What?
So let me get this straight. You are looking for a complete cessation of your membership.
Yes.
The talks have broken down. You leave me with no alternative. Kieran, you cannot simply leave this organisation.
Well, I am.
Under the terms of the agreement, you have 1 year left on your membership.
No, I haven't.
It automatically renewed on the 12th.
I didn't agree to that.
That was a deal that was struck, Kieran. 1 month's notice is what's required, otherwise the contract renews indefinitely.
Well, consider this your notice.
So you're looking for early release?
Yes, and not just for me. I want the unconditional release of all of the members of May family.
Hey, cannot and will not surrender to these outrageous demands.
I utterly refute what ye have said to me. You're just trying to hit legitimate membership targets.
They have my orders.
Well, ye leave me with no choice but to use whatever's within my power, including cancelling May direct debit.
Well then, Mr. Callaghan, we find ourselves at an impasse.
And how do you propose we resolve this particular matter?
Nobody knows. It's a very complex situation.
Have you played that in Northern Ireland?
Not yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Anyway, the resolution of that dispute between them was actually in the kangaroo court.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
All right, guys. Anyway, before the Carnegie Hall gig, where else?
Well, we're playing Vicar Street in Dublin. We've got a bunch of dates in December, all on our website. And then we're coming back to Vicar Street in February. And
a few extra shows there, I think five or six extra shows there. That's on sale. Then we got the Cork, Galway, Belfast in the Opera House. That's going to be great fun.
And Castle Bar.
You might be cancelled before then.
Ah, no, come on. They love it.
Yeah, they love it.
Great stuff. Anyway, in the absence of Hogg, Foyle, Arms and the Absent Hogg, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.